I'm also trying to improve the carcass weight in the herd. So I think it's very important to look down through the individual traits within the replacement index. And I'm looking at there for my bulls that I'm selecting, maybe plus 30 or 40 kgs on carcass, which will improve the carcass weight within the herd. It's probably the one area that I'm looking to improve on at the moment. But then I'm also trying to keep milk within the herd. So I don't want to go to a negative figure on milk or even a low number of kgs. I want to keep the kgs of milk that's in the herd at the moment and not drop back in kgs. So it's very much a balanced bull I'm looking for at, but I'm also looking within the individual traits to push where I think I need to improve the herd of cows I have myself.
Hello and welcome to the Beef Edge, the Chagas Beef Podcast, for all your latest news, information and advice for Irish beef farmers. I'm Catherine Egan, and on this week's episode, I'm joined by future beef farmer Trevor Boland from County Sligo to get an update on his farm, closing for silage and selecting sires. Trevor, you're very welcome. Before we start, can you give listeners an overview of your system?
Yes, so I'm a 100% autumn calving suckler herd based in Sligo. It's a mix of breeds, continental breeds, anything from Angus, some Belgian Blue in the herd, but it'd be mainly Limousine and Salier cows I'd be in the herd. And through that, then I would use your Charlies, some Angus, Saliers, and Limousine bulls and them cows. Mainly breeding replacement heifers, and then the bulls are sold live at 12 months old, as heavy as possible, hopefully hitting that 500 kgs at 12 months of age.
And it's been a very difficult spring, Trevor. How has grazing been going on your farm?
Yeah, it's been difficult now. A lot of rain here in Sligo. And I suppose the other issue I would have is that the farm is fragmented. So if I bring cattle to an out farm or bring them across the road, you know, I have to be careful that you have enough grass down there, that you're not going to run out of grass, and that ground conditions are suitable for letting the cattle out on. So far this spring, I've the young stock out. So I weaned the bull calves there in the last week of February. And then for the first week of March, the bull calves are out. So they've got a good run of it now the past month. They're on good grass, going through paddocks, and doing no damage at the moment. And the weather is hopefully will pick up in April, and then bulls be thriving away now because they're used to grazing grass at this stage. The young heifers then, they've got out around the same time. Grass a little bit tighter from them. But just now, that long bank holiday weekend there over Easter, I got the heifer, weanling heifers, away to the out farm. And I'm happy there's enough grass down there for them now for the next month at least anyway. So they'll thrive on, grass growth will come, and we'll be well set up then at that stage.
In fact, you have them out a month at this stage. How has regrowth been on those paddocks that they've grazed so far?
Regrowth has been very poor, so no fertilizer has got out yet at this stage. Now, I have managed to get out with all my slurry. I suppose that's mainly gone onto the silage ground. And only this week now I'm looking at getting out the fertilizer. So I'm hoping that there's an improvement in the weather and that I can get away with my fertilizer on my grazing ground. So any ground that's been grazed will get fertilizer. And even where there's grass now at this stage, grazing ground, I'm going to get fertilizer out in that as well.
And what fertilizer do you tend to apply?
So it's probably an 18-6-12 compound I'll be using. So I'm not, at this stage of the year, I'm not going with a straight urea, but an 18-6-12 product and protected urea on the silage ground that has got slurry already.
And how much fertiliser will that be getting at the moment on top of the slurry that's already got?
So in terms of the silage ground, I'll be aiming to get out about 80 units on that. So that's a mix between the fertilizer and the slurry that's gone out already. And on the grazing ground, so I measure grass during the year, so I'll be matching my fertilizer and trying to match my growth to the demand. So the first, what I'm going out with now this week, will be probably about 2 bags of 18-6-12 to the acre.
Really, the fact you're closing for silage at this stage, Trevor, it's really important to have quality silage, especially for fresh calf cows and yearlings on your farm.
Yeah, so the fact that I'm an autumn calving herd means the cows are probably under the most pressure during the winter. The calves sucking on them. So you want them calves gaining weight, and you don't want the cows losing weight because you need to get them back in calf to calve around the same time next year. So my cows get no meal at all during the winter. So it's all silage you get. So it's high DMD silage. And at this stage, I'm aiming for, DMD silage that's over 75. Tough to get there, but definitely I have to aim for that early cutting getting it well fertilized and getting the silage saved early in the year.
And the fact you're closing this week, what's your target cutting date? What have you in mind?
So the last few years, I've managed to hit that cutting in the third week of May. And I'm looking to bring that back by a couple of days, maybe even a week back to the middle of May. So, good 6-7 weeks growth. Get a cut at correct stage, at leaf stage, not gone to stem. And that should give you the quality silage then that you don't need to put in meal, because, meal is costly. And if you start putting meal into suckler cows, you won't have much profit left at the end of the day.
And you mentioned there that the wean and heifers are gone to grass. It'll be really important to get them on the right target weight for age, particularly for breeding season coming next year.
Yeah, exactly. So I suppose my breeding season starts the 15th of October. So the target with them, my replacement heifers, is to get them up at sort of 420 kgs by the 15th of October. And it should be possible. They've done a good weight gain already, and they've another 6-7 months to go, and they'll be in good shape and will hit that 420 kgs. I calve all my heifers at 2 years old, so anything that wouldn't be at that weight won't be put in calf and will end up in a sort of beef for a store system to be sold off as a 2 year old the following year.
And you mentioned there, Trevor, that you're using 100% AI. What heat detection aids do you use for the breeding season?
So over the years, I've used everything and anything that I can get my hands on. So I've used tail paint, I've used scratch cards. But at the moment, I have a system in, it's called Sense Hub, and it's a herd health and heat detection system. So basically, when the cow's movement or behavior changes, for example, when they're in heat, you'll get a text to tell you that cow is in heat, and they're the cows that you keep an eye on. So it's an aid to get them back in calf. It's because you're not there 100% of the time with them. Nobody can be, so it's important to use all the aids that you can and try to make sure you keep your calving spread tight by getting them back in calf as quickly as possible.
And how has breeding season gone for you this year?
Yeah, so I'd be very happy with it. I would have scanned there the first week of January. I'd have about 80% of them calving within that 6 weeks, so they're calving August, first 2 weeks of September. There's a few then calving after that, but the vast majority of them are out at that stage, and probably what's calving later into October will probably be on the cull list next year.
Okay, and the fact that you're 100% AI, what are you looking for in sires that you're selecting?
So again, because I'm part-time, easy calving comes into it. So I'm across breeds then, I look for the easy calving bulls within that breed. I'll be trying to match a bull up to a cow type. So if I have a good cow that's a good pelvis on her and going to calve a more terminal type animal, they'll get a Charlie with a higher carcass value. My two-year-old heifers, for calving a two-year-old, they'll probably get an Angus or a Slayer bull. So I'm going a little bit easier with them in the first year. Sacrifice a bit of carcass weight and maybe a bit of wean and quality there. Just to make sure you get the calf out of them and not too much pressure on the heifer in the first year. So easy calving will be the first thing I'll be looking at. I'm also trying to improve the carcass weight in the herd. So I think it's very important to look down through the individual traits within the replacement index. And I'm looking at there for my bulls that I'm selecting, maybe plus 30 or 40 kgs on carcass, which will improve the carcass weight within the herd. It's probably the one area that I'm looking to improve on at the moment. But then I'm also trying to keep milk within the herd. So I don't want to go to a negative figure on milk or even a low number of kgs. I want to keep the kgs of milk that's in the herd at the moment and not drop back in kgs. So it's very much a balanced bull I'm looking at, but I'm also looking within the individual traits to push where I think I need to improve the herd of cows I have myself.
Trevor, heifers that calved at 24 months last autumn, how are they performing at the moment?
Yeah, so they've gone back in calf, no issue with them. Now, they would have lost a bit of weight and they mightn't look great at the moment, but they'll get out, they're weaned, they have, another 3 or 4 months at grass there, and that's when they'll put back on the weight. And, they're coming nearer their mature weight then as they're calving down for the second time. You don't need them at the mature weight when they calve the first time, but it's year two and year three, they'll be at a mature weight, and then cows be plenty big and in good enough shape, hopefully deliver 5-6 calves for me over the course of a lifetime.
And you're hosting an open day next week, Trevor. What can farmers expect to see on the day?
Yeah, so on Friday the 12th of April at 5:30 p.m. in the evening, which will hopefully suit farmers around the Sligo area, Sligo, Leitrim, Roscommon, and even into Mayo there. I'm not too far from the Mayo border. So what I'd be looking to promote there is genetics and using grass within the farm, and also just to give people a sort of an overview of the system I have in place. And if farmers can come along and pick up three or four things they can use on their own farm, that's what I've done over the years. And I always find that if you can take away three or four tips or advice from a farm walk that you can put into practice on your own farm, it'll be a benefit, and years to come you'll see the advantages of that. So I suppose on the day we're going to be concentrating on bull choices, breeding and genetics, grass, using grass in the springtime, promoting as much grass in the diet as possible, and then how to make that high quality, high DMD silage to reduce meal cost across the farm.
That's great, Trevor. Thanks very much. Some great tips and advice, and we look forward to attending the open day on Friday, the 12th of April at 5:30 p.m. Thanks very much, Trevor, and the very best of luck with it.
Thank you very much, Catherine.
That's all for this week's episode, and my thanks to Trevor for joining me on the show. You can catch up on all other shows and interviews from the Beef Edge podcast on the Chagas website at chagas.ie, or you can listen on Apple and Google Podcasts as well as Spotify. Don't forget to rate, review and subscribe so you never miss a show. For all other updates from our beef programme, keep an eye on our Twitter and Facebook pages. Until next time, I'm Catherine Egan, and thanks for listening.